listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
We're back, folks.
My grandpa taught me how to live off the land.
You're tuned in once again to the Trump Phenomenon. Thanks for listening in. It's May 23rd, 2017. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. With me tonight already is George in Maryland. Hi, George.
Good to be here, James.
Paul Fromm in Canada may join us later, and some of you also. Callers can reach us at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll try to shed some light on the extraordinary goings-on that happen every single day in the Trump era. Donald Trump today, his last day in Israel, a meeting with Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, and also talking about the terrorism in Manchester, England, which underscores a point Donald Trump has been making throughout his campaign, that what he terms and what we term the civilized nations of the world are under threat. And once again today, he used that term. He said, all civilized nations. I love to hear those words coming from our president's mouth. And the so we'll cover some of that. We're going to cover a little of what Trey Gowdy did a wonderful job today of grilling John Brennan and trying to expose the fraud being perpetrated on all of us by the rats in our government and the rats in our media with their bogus Russiagate. And, Trey Gowdy, George, was one of the folks considered as a possibility for director of the FBI. I hope, I think that would have been a great, great choice. Trey Gowdy really, really doing the best job of grilling clowns like James Comey.
Trey Gowdy business today has all kinds of folks up in arms here and too close to the capital city. Well, it if Mr. Gowdy is correct, Trump has pretty good dirt on all sorts of individuals, all the way up to Hillary and various other figures.
Let's listen, just to stoke the fire, folks, let's listen to just a couple of minutes of Trey Gowdy repartee today. He's grilling John Brennan, former director of the CIA, and let's catch the drift here of what Trey Gowdy is saying as a patriot.
Thank you, my friend from New York. Director Brennan, last time we were talking about at the inception of your investigation in 2016, I want the next question to include the inception, the pendency, up until your very last day at the CIA. Did you see evidence of collusion, coordination, conspiracy between Donald Trump and Russian state actors?
I saw information and intelligence that was worthy of investigation by the Bureau to determine whether or not such cooperation or collusion was taking place.
That doesn't help us a lot. What was the nature?
Can't even pronounce the word collusion. It's not conclusion, Mr. Brennan.
Through the information.
As I said, Mr. Gowdy, I think this committee now has access to the type of information that I'm alluding to here. It's classified, and I'm happy to talk about it in a classified session.
And that would have been directly between the candidate and Russian state actors?
That's not what I said. I'm not going to talk about any individuals.
But that was my question, and you answered it. You didn't answer it that way.
No, I responded to your query. I'm not going to respond to particular elements of your question because I think it would be inappropriate for me to do so here.
So
I can only repeat what I said, which is that I was aware of intelligence and information about contacts between Russian officials and U.S. persons that raised concerns in my mind about whether or not those individuals were cooperating with the Russians either in a witting or unwitting fashion, and it served as the basis for the FBI investigation to determine whether such collusion cooperation occurred.
All right. Well, there are a bunch of words that start with C floating around. I asked you about collusion, coordination, and conspiracy, and you used the word contact. And I think in a previous answer, you did a really good job of establishing that contact could be benign or not benign. So was it contact that you saw? Was it something more than contact? What is the nature of what you saw?
I saw interaction and aware of interaction that, again, raised questions in my mind about...
Boy, folks, you can cut the BS, you can cut it with a knife there. Here's another sampling of Trey Gowdy. Let me see if I can find this one. Here he is. Let me get the timing here on Trey Gowdy at the timeline here. Just a little bit of Trey Gowdy. See if I've got this right here. All right, here's some more Trey Gowdy.
With awesome powers, we still impose some restrictions on them and that they have to request an unmasking. There has to be, I assume, a justification. You can't just wake up in the morning and say, hey, I feel like knowing who participated in X, Y, and Z. There has to be justification, right?
Yes.
All right. So how do we get from that to names being on the front pages of certain major U.S. newspapers?
It's an excellent question.
What would be an equally excellent answer?
That somebody violated their oath to protect classified information and violated that oath and shared that information in an unauthorized fashion with members of the media.
Well, my friend from Washington, and he is my friend, impressed not only with his eloquence, but the conviction with which he just spoke.
Now he's referring to a previous congressman who spoke. Let's go jump just a little further ahead. I'll give you 30 more seconds of Trey Gowdy. That was very good right there. Trey Gowdy punches right through the bull and gets once in a while an honest answer like that last one. Here's one more exchange.
Let's make that argument when we go home.
Mr. Gowdy, you and your colleagues here are going to have to make that argument. Based
here it is. Let's go a little earlier.
There is somehow a weighing and a balancing that needs to take place between how interesting we may find the underlying information, how interesting we may find the
lying names. I have seen attempts, unfortunately, by members of this very body to mitigate and explain away and minimize what it does to the surveillance programs to have leaks of classified information. So I will finish with this. I believe there's some surveillance programs that are up for reauthorization. What would you say to the American people as names are unmasked on the last day that people are in office and classified information appears on the front pages of major U.S. newspapers? How would you tell your constituents, let's reauthorize this program again despite the fact that we have abuses? Help us make that argument when we go home.
Mr. Gowdy, you and your colleagues here are going to have to make that argument based on the merits of the program and the importance of it to our national security, as well as trying to send a reassuring message to them that if there have been any abuses of the act.
Here comes more BS. Gowdy hit the nail on the head there with that last question. Why are we spending money on clowns like you, Mr. Brennan, and clowns like James Comey? And we only got like a little smidgen of honesty there, which is somebody's violated their oath to keep classified information classified. Well, so that's a part of the circus going on. Thank goodness there are folks like Trey Gowdy in the government. There are some patriots, and of course Donald Trump hugely needs the backup, the support of those patriots to grill our enemies who riddle our government. George, anything that you'd like to throw onto the fire here at the beginning of the show?
Well, I agree that Mr. Gowdy would make a very good FBI chief. I would rather him stay where he is. But
that's, I mean, the only thing wrong with making Gowdy the director of the FBI is that we wouldn't have him grilling these idiots in congressional hearings as amazingly as he does. I'm just looking at Drudge here. Here's another. You know, it's every day. More leaks on top of Drudge. Transcript of Trump private call. Oh, yeah, private. With Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. So how does that happen? How does the President of the United States have a private phone call with the President of the Philippines and it appears on the front page of the New York Times? Here it is. Read the full transcript of Trump's call with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. The Intercept, that's the name of this enemy publication, obtained a transcript of the call and is publishing it in full. On the call, Trump enthusiastically endorsed Duterte's murderous drug war and repeatedly addressed the possibility of a U.S. nuclear strike on North Korea. The transcript, which contains numerous typographical errors, is an official document of the Philippine Department of Foreign Affairs. Well-placed sources at the palace and the Department of Foreign Affairs confirmed its authenticity to reporters for the Philippine news outlet Rappler, which collaborated with The Intercept on this story. So there goes the enemy media. Every day more and more of this.
Bravo Sierra, as we call it in the Navy.
Right. Then here we go. Throw another one on the fire here. That this is very, very interesting what's going on at Fox News. The Murdoch brothers, James and Laughlin, are really dismantling Fox News. They are liberals who hate Sean Hannity. And this is this came up at the funeral for Roger Ailes. So this was in Palm Beach. Roger Ailes, it turns out, was quite a patriot. And he is the one who built the Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs kind of news reporting at Fox News. Now, he just died. But shortly before that, he was summarily dismissed by Fox News over supposed sexual harassment charges leveled by some female staffers. And the with the departure of Roger Ailes, who was who had built Fox News into the Murdoch Empire's most profitable operation, James and Lachlan Murdoch, who despise the conservatives and the right-wingers in Fox News, they're dismantling Fox News. So it'll be very interesting to see if this leads to the creation of an alternative network featuring people like Sean Hannity. Just the presence of Sean Hannity alone and Lou Dobbs alone would be enough to anchor a new patriot media.
I think it'd be a delightful shakeup, James. I mean, I think Fox was a reluctant... They were reluctant to jump on the Trump bandwagon, but they had to because they could read the tea leaves and see where it was going to go. But now they're the ones who have been beating that drum to, we love George Bush, bomb the Middle East. And did I say bomb the Middle East? And we know what side their bread's buttered on. I just wish, you know, we talked about our new network. It would be really good, and I wish it would start now. I would tune out Fox News in the New York Minute if I had an independent Lou Dobbs-based network.
Here you go, folks. And, of course, another story here. And we have to go to Breitbart for this story to, you know, the network that really is, so far, turning out to be that alternative network. Manchester suicide. Bomber Salman Abidi, son of Libyan immigrants who chanted Arabic prayers in the street. And we read further at Breitbart, where we give us the truth. Salman Abidi, the suicide bomber responsible for the Manchester Arena bombing Monday night, which left 22 people dead and dozens injured, was reportedly the son of Libyan immigrants and was apparently radicalized while living in one of the country's most heavily Muslim areas, an area that had terror-related problems before. Now, this term, radicalized, I mean, come on, folks.
That's almost like being born again. I love that. He'd been radicalized.
Radicalized. No, he was a Libyan acting like a radical Islamic terrorist. Greater Manchester Police Chief Constable Ian Hopkins identified Abidi Tuesday, today, as the man who detonated a bomb at the end of an Ariana Grande concert as concertgoers left the arena. He is supposedly was born in 1994 in Manchester. So here we go now, folks. Here's our second generation immigration invasion. Let's see. Police raided Abidi's house in South Manchester Tuesday. South Manchester as a whole has a large Muslim population. According to 2011 census data, 20% of this part of Manchester's population was Muslim. That's 2011. We're, 6 years further on, folks. You're going to have to jack that 20% number up. Nearby areas are even more concentrated. The Rusholm area, a few minutes away from Fallowfield, has a 38% Muslim population in 2011. So crank that one up, too. Nearby Longsight region of Manchester had a 54% Muslim population. I wonder what that number is now. The data does not account for any increases in the Muslim population in the last 6 years. Wow. And the police have known about this guy for years. Got a little break? Get your phone calls in. We'll get to them after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks. Talking about the Manchester bombing, 22 people dead. The Libyan who apparently blew them up. Here's the reaction. You know, this is getting so unbearable. The police chief. Well, I'll read the coverage here at Breitbart. It's really only at places like Breitbart that you get this coverage. They say. Details of Abidi's background come amid reports that he was already known to security services, but authorities concluded that he did not mark an immediate threat. It seems that local authorities are unlikely to move quickly on any problems with assimilation. Labour Party candidate Afzal Khan, who is campaigning to be the member of parliament for Abidi's area, the area in which Abidi lived, told reporters hours before the bombing, I don't think immigration is a problem. It has transformed Manchester into a world-class city. Okay. Following the bombing, Greater Manchester Police Chief Constable Hopkins, in his remarks after the bombing, this is Breitbart writing, seemed less concerned with the threat of a lack of assimilation in heavily Muslim communities and more concerned with a so far non-existent Islamophobic backlash. In the quote here from the police chief, Hopkins, "We understand that feelings are very raw right now, and people are bound to be looking for answers. However, now, more than ever, it is vital that our diverse communities in Greater Manchester stand together and do not tolerate hate," unquote, he told reporters.
It is amazing to hear this over and over again. Years go by as some Muslim blows the living you-know-what out of a whole bunch of innocent people. That's not hate.
Yeah,
but if we suggest that this is a bad thing, or Islamophobic, when is it all ever going to end, James?
Yeah, now here's some more of this drivel that we have to hear each time our civilized, we in the civilized world are attacked by uncivilized people. Pop megastar Katy Perry. Okay, let me back up again so you get that. This is Katy Perry. Now, I know next to nothing about her, but apparently she's, a big star.
A hipster and extremely liberal.
Pop megastar Katy Perry made an impassioned plea for people to, in her words, coexist, and said that barriers or borders could detract from that goal in an interview following the terrorist bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, UK, on Monday night, that claimed the lives of at least 22 people and injured dozens of others. Let's see here. I don't know if I should inflict this on you. I've got a button here I can press that might be her audio. With great trepidation, I'm pressing that button. That might have been a mistake. Let's go into something else. She said, whatever we say behind people's backs, the internet can be a little bit ruthless as far as fan bases go. But I think that the greatest thing we can do is just unite and love on each other. Well, that's an interesting phraseology. Love on each other, Perry said, adding, no barriers, no borders. We all just need to coexist.
James, I like the 60s hippies better. All they said was, tune in, turn on, smoke dope. They didn't try to transform the entire middle class into mush brain wimps.
Perry's preference for no borders or barriers may come from her staunch opposition to President Donald Trump, who promised during the 2016 campaign to build a security wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. The singer, Katy Perry, was a vocal supporter of Hillary Clinton. And then I'll give you another little detail right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. And you've got a chance to call in at 800-313-9443. We've got some time and some open lines. Let me bring you a gem here. I'm getting more and more impressed with Lou Dobbs. Listen to this gem on Lou Dobbs today. His opening commentary, it's only 2 minutes long. He nails it. Talking about Paul Ryan.
Thoughts now on the intermittent delusions of the Speaker of the House. We had thought for a fleeting few days that Paul Ryan might have decided to ally himself with the president, the nation, and his party, or at the very least, had simply gone to ground. But today's Politico headline reminded us of the broad, deep divide between Ryan and reality. Here is the Politico headline. Ryan bucks White House setting up clash on taxes. Now, it appears Ryan is once again pushing his border adjustment tax despite opposition from the president and his administration. Good Lord, the speaker last week arrogantly argued against the president's agenda again and declared that his plan is, quote, the smart way to go. Frankly, there's nothing smart about opposing the nation's leader, your party's leader, and the President of the United States. The Ways and Means Committee, chaired by Ryan ally Kevin Brady, encouraging its members to pitch Ryan's border adjustment tax as, quote, an into the Made in America tax, end quote. Ryan apparently has no shame. He worked against Donald Trump in the campaign. He refused to work for President Trump and his agenda. He failed to garner sufficient votes to pass a health care bill the first go around. And make no mistake, the second effort succeeded only because of the immense efforts of the president. And now the bill passed by the House earlier this month still hasn't made it to the Senate, with Ryan waiting on a score from the CBO despite the agency's lousy track record. Perhaps the speaker is actually trying to use health care as leverage with the president to get his tax plan, you know, art of the deal and all that, which would mean the speaker's way is neither better nor smarter nor anything more, it turns out, than another mere delusion. And all he had to do from the very beginning was to just keep grinning and remain quiet. But no. Quotation of the evening. This from Philip K. Dick, who said, reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away.
He got cut off. Pretty good. Well, and that was very good. Lou Dobbs nailing Paul Ryan yet again. You'll recall it was Lou Dobbs who very, very boldly demanded Paul Ryan's resignation months ago, and he did it right there on Fox News and was unequivocal in his statement that Paul Ryan was a disaster for the Trump administration. So there he goes again. And again, in the same way that Trey Gowdy is supporting his leader, our president, and the leader of a party, he is supporting Donald Trump invaluably. And so, you know, we've got our team with folks like Lou Dobbs and Trey Gowdy.
And with friends like Paul Ryan, who needs enemy?
Here's Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump charging. A federal grand jury returned an indictment against 37 suspected Texas Mexican Mafia members, including their general, their general, Raul Ramos, charging them with conspiracy, narcotics, and firearm-related crimes. Federal, state, and local law enforcement officials arrested 26 alleged members of the Texas Mexican Mafia in San Antonio late Friday. Eight others and three others already in custody. And so this is going on all over the place under Jeff Sessions, roundups across the country. Here's a roundup that should be occurring soon. Let's hope this one's good. Report, again on Breitbart, leakers found inside the White House. Trump will be firing. The chief White House correspondent for the One America News Network is reporting Monday that three sources of the leaks liberally flowing from President Donald Trump's White House have been found. According to this reporter, three staffers have been identified and referred to the Office of Government Ethics for their role in leaking information being sent to the vice principal's office SWATs for their role in leaking information from within the White House. Leaks to the mainstream press have constantly plagued the Trump administration in its early days, with opportunely timed leaks undermining key administration efforts. Disclosing classified information without authorization is a crime. The Office of Government Ethics is not itself a prosecutorial body, but may, if it is determined criminal acts have been committed, recommend the staffer's referral to law enforcement or for other disciplinary action. So that's good there. There's not much to that story. That's just one source. But Donald Trump zeroing in, according to this story, on some of the people doing what John Brennan, the former CIA director, described as criminal activity, leaking classified information. So a good story there. And we're looking here at the, oh boy, here's one I don't want to share with you. 71-year-old Cher dons see-through top and nipple pasties at Billboard Awards. I'm glad you can't see this show.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
Like Sonny turning over in his grave.
Sonny Bono, by the way, folks remember, was a pretty conservative congressman, pretty good congressman after he divorced Cher, I believe.
Rather passionately hated for his views.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And died a fairly suspicious death, supposedly hitting a tree while skiing downslope. Off, what do they call that? Off the trail or off the boundaries of the trail. Let me just sketch another story here. Islamic State supporters vow to shake the West following the Manchester attack, and Britain bracing for a national lockdown. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, another attack may be imminent. British Army could be deployed to streets. Sounds like a war between civilization and savagery to me. And that, by the way, is the term that Donald Trump used today in Israel. He described the attacks against our civilization as savagery, and the attackers as savages. And on his itinerary, he's concluded his trip in Israel and Palestine and Bethlehem. He is now headed for Rome, and that is tomorrow, folks. What a story that's going to be, an audience between Donald Trump and Pope Francis in Rome and in Vatican City. That'll be something, Paul. I mean, George.
Probably we'll have some confrontational. I'm looking forward to hearing EWTN's reporting on that. They're pretty straight shooting. But that's the only pure communist that Donald Trump will encounter during his trip.
Tuesday, British Prime Minister Theresa May said during the investigation into Monday's Manchester attack, the government has concluded another attack may be imminent. So they've got something. She added that was cause for the terrorism threat level to be raised to critical. It's now concluded, she says, on the basis of today's investigation, that the threat level should be increased to critical.
But the solution is obviously to bring in many, many thousands more Muslims, because they will increase the quality of the United Kingdom.
Right. And as Osbal Khan says there in his campaign in Manchester, this immigration invasion has turned Manchester, and I'm assuming he would refer to the rest of Britain, as a world-class cities. And as Katy Perry, her prescription for this is to love on one another. Thank you, Katy Perry.
It's a very Woodstockian there, James.
Yeah. We didn't finish the Katy Perry story, but at the conclusion there was to the effect that she, here, I'll read the last sentence. We didn't get it. She said that she, it covered the fact that she supported Hillary Clinton, and she is now focusing on supporting the Stop Trump forces. And so it's actually using her music now in an effort to stop the Trump revolution. The UK terror threat has been raised to the highest critical rating. The army could be deployed to the streets. The Joint Terrorism Analysis Center has elevated the threat level. The UK has five terror levels: low, moderate, substantial, severe, and critical. So we're in critical. Unlike its European counterparts, Britain has little tradition of deploying the military on domestic soil. And what a sad story this is. Britain, famed, in our civilization, for bobbies being able to conduct the work of being policemen in this wonderful nation that contributed so much of our parentage as America, without even having sidearms, with just a billy club, a baton, and a spiffy looking uniform. That's all they needed to be bobbies in this wonderful nation. The murder rate was darn near zero in Britain. Crime, very, very low. What a wonderful place to live, and what a wonderful civilization, apparent civilization to us. And now, look at this. Parts of Manchester back in 2011 were 60% Muslim, all of it going to hell in a handcart. So there we have that story there. And let's see what Matt Drudge, that's Breitbart. Drudge has the same stories up on his page. There's a sheriff. This looks like a story here that Drudge has got on Manchester. Here it is. Concert slaughter is a wake-up call for America.
Well, I thought the last five or six or seven of these attacks were the wake-up call, James.
Yes, Denton County, in the wake of the attack at England's Manchester Arena, strong reactions from one local leader have surfaced. Denton County, I don't know where Denton County is, Sheriff Tracy Murphy took to Facebook to express his thoughts on the deadly terrorist attack that killed at least 22 people Monday night. "I've never shied away from telling you my beliefs or how I feel about things. I'm not politically correct," Murphy said. He wrote, "This is what happens when you disarm your citizens, when you open your borders. Pay attention," he writes, "to what you see in Manchester, England tonight. Pay attention to what is happening in Europe. This is what happens when you disarm your citizens, when you allow political correctness to dictate how you respond to an enemy that wants to kill you." We've already got a really good sheriff up here in North Dakota. So, but if we didn't, I'd sure love to have Sheriff Murphy be our sheriff. And, of course, we have lots of great sheriffs in America. Sheriff Murphy adds, "When you allow these radicals," blah, blah, I have to shorten it a little bit. "When you give up your cities and your neighborhoods," he says, "the left tells us we must submit and accept these radical beliefs and bend over backwards to make sure we don't hurt anybody's feelings. The left wants to cater to the very group that would kill every group they claim to support. Folks, this is an enemy hell-bent on killing you, committed to forcing you to convert or die. This enemy will strap bombs to their own body and blow themselves up, killing children." He adds, "I'm sick of it. You better wake up, America. While you are distracted by the media and the crying of the left, Islamic jihadists are among us and want to kill you. What will it take? This happening at a concert in Dallas or a school in Denton County? If we don't do something quick, this country will die of political correctness. I like that. And the fear that someone's feelings may be hurt. It may very well be too late for Europe. When contacted later today, Tuesday, by a TV station, Murphy didn't back down from what he had written on Facebook. And he said, when interviewed, I'll get back to that in just a moment. You can still squeeze in a call at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Trump Phenomenon. We just got one little segment left. I thought Denton County was Texas, and I thought Sheriff Murphy sure sounded like a Texan, and indeed it is. It's the Dallas Denton County is the part of the Dallas area. And that was, there are a lot of great sheriffs like Sheriff Tracy Murphy, who share his thoughts. And that's what the national sheriff's movement that Richard Mack has led is based on, that patriotism of so many of the 3,100 some sheriffs in America's counties, boroughs, and parishes. Every single one of those counties, boroughs, and parishes has an elected chief law enforcement officer, or CLEO, and that's your sheriff, folks. And it was Justice Antonin Scalia who wrote the amazing decision. I should remember the year, and I should have a copy of this decision up somewhere near my desk here. In Prince versus the United States, when Antonin Scalia ruled for the Supreme Court that America's sheriffs are sovereigns, co-equal with the federal government, and that their powers in all those areas where power is not specifically delegated to the federal government, their powers are senior to those of the federal government. And the federal government cannot push around or order around or sit on America's sheriffs. They are not in any way subordinate to the federal government. When you elect your sheriff, you are electing a sovereign chief law enforcement officer, sovereign in your county. Jeff Sessions has to defer. Of course, Jeff Sessions isn't going to create any problems for any of our sheriffs. Has to defer to your sheriff when he's in your town. And that's a decision by Antonin Scalia that will now stand because Donald Trump came in to put out the fire, elevate Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. And you can be sure Neil Gorsuch went fly fishing with Antonin Scalia, a tremendous admirer of Antonin Scalia. You can be sure that Neil Gorsuch will protect Antonin Scalia's decision in Prince versus the United States. It's such an important opinion. Richard Mack, when he was here visiting in North Dakota, he said, and I agree with him, that decision, Prince, P-R-I-N-Z, that's the name of one of the sheriffs in the action, versus the United States. Richard Mack originally started the action, the lawsuit. It was originally Mack versus the United States. But Prince was added in and the title was changed. Richard Mack said this may be one of the most important Supreme Court decisions in the entire history of the United States. It would have gone away if Donald Trump hadn't saved it. But we have to go away till tomorrow night. We'll see you then. Thank you, George. Thank all of you. See you tomorrow night.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.